Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Americans now spend more money eating out than they do at grocery stores. That's according to statistics from the U.S. Census Bureau. Before 2015, we spent more on groceries. But the trend is not all good news for restaurants. As Atlantic senior editor Derek Thompson writes, the industry is struggling. Derek joins us now. Hi, Derek.
Hey, Jeremy.
And you write that for restaurants, it is the best of times and it is the worst of times. What do you mean?
First of all, I just feel like every single new city that I go to thinks that it's in the middle of a restaurant renaissance. It was true in Portland, Oregon when I went there. It's true in Washington, D.C., where I'm currently in New Orleans, in San Francisco, Los Angeles, Chicago. Every single city seems to be going through a golden age in restaurants. And indeed, as you just said, we're now spending more money in restaurants than we have in grocery stores for the first time ever. So it seems like it should be just a wonderful time to be in the restaurant business. But in fact, it's really, really tough. You have same-store sales declining all over the place. Dinner traffic, which is an industry term for the number of customers that walk in the store, that's been falling for five straight years. Lunch is basically in a veritable depression. The Wall Street Journal reported that lunchtime is over for the restaurant industry. So what's so fascinating to me is that you have both a restaurant renaissance and a restaurant recession that both seem to be happening at the same time.
Let's talk about that lunch thing for one second, because is that because people are working? Is that what's going on? I mean, I know for us at Here and Now, we can never go out for lunch because we're on the air in the middle of the day. But what's going on there with the lunch?
A couple of things, I think. First of all, I think it used to be culturally acceptable to go out for a few hours in the middle of the day, the classic sort of three martini lunch for white collar workers. And by no means is it acceptable culturally, socially, anything to have three martinis with lunch anymore. But even more so, I think you're just seeing the rise of fast casual and takeout. Just more stores where there are no waiters or waitresses. You simply walk in, you pick up what you want, and you leave, or you order lunch to be delivered to where you are sitting. So the idea of working through lunch is just the social norm at the moment. And in fact, when you look across all the meals of the day, lunch, dinner, traffic has been declining for both of them. What's on the rise, weirdly, is breakfast, as more people are grabbing something in stores to start their day.
Most important meal of the day, they say.
Indeed it is.
You compare what's happening with restaurants to what's happening with television. Explain.
Well, I just thought it was so interesting that for viewers, for the consumers, it's never been better. More variety, higher quality programming. But as the number of original scripted shows has soared on television, the failure rate has actually quintupled since the late 1990s. You're now five times more likely to have your show canceled after its first year. The restaurant scene is seeing the same thing, I think. You know, across all of these, you know, rich metros, Washington, D.C., New York, San Francisco, the restaurants have never been better. But for each individual restaurant, the competition is so high that you see more turnover, more churn. And so in that way, I think these two disparate industries' golden age are comparable.
Whenever I see a for lease sign on a business in a place where there isn't a good restaurant, I always think, gosh, it'd be great to open up a great restaurant right there.
Yeah.
But what people always say is it's so difficult to make them work.
Yeah, it's really difficult to make them work. The other way to think about this, I think, in a smart way is to obviously think, no, all restaurants aren't the same. You have quick service or, as they say, fast food at the low end, and then you have fine dining at the high end. Traffic to both, spending at both is actually going up. The same way that the middle is being hollowed out of the economy, the middle is being hollowed out of the restaurant scene as well. A lot of these sort of family casual places, your Applebee's, your Chili's, maybe your Outback Steakhouse, those are really struggling. And, you know, you could very well tie it to the fact that as you have income stagnation at the middle, those people are being pushed toward either end. But it's really fascinating to think the middle is hollowed out. So if you're listening right now and you're thinking about starting a restaurant, go for breakfast, go for something cheap, or go for something really high end in one of these rich metros.
One more thing you bring up, Derek, is the cost of labor and how it's gone up, especially in states that have increased their minimum wages this year because of ballot initiatives. How has that played into what's happening with the restaurant industry?
This was the single most common response to my article, which was there was this widespread concern in a lot of cities. That's Portland, Oregon, for example, that a handful of restaurants that are hanging on the razor's edge of profitability, getting crushed by the rise of the minimum wage there, that's going to make their operations less profitable. There's a couple ways to get around this. You can expand your takeout industry, your takeout business, which relies on fewer servers. You can automate certain functions within the restaurant itself, maybe have more screens and fewer waiters. But it will be interesting to see what happens to the growth of restaurant workers as the minimum wage rises, because so far throughout this recovery, restaurant workers have grown faster than the rest of the economy combined. So that will definitely be something to look for. What's the effect of the minimum wage in these rich cities?
Do you think restaurants are in a totally different category than retail in general, which we've been talking about even with you, about how retail has had a difficult time?
Retail has had a really difficult time, particularly with department stores. And you're right. A lot of the things that I'm saying right now absolutely apply to the rest of the retail market. If I was going to sum it all up, if I had to have one sort of thesis that could span department stores and grocers and restaurants, it would be the triumph of convenience pushing more consumers to online delivery. You're seeing it with clothes. You're seeing it with books. You're seeing it with all sorts of toiletries with the growth of the e-commerce market there. But then you're also seeing it with groceries and now also with restaurant meals, that if you are in this business for the long haul, it is time to take very, very seriously the fact that deliveries will probably grow 5, 10, maybe even 15 times faster than the rest of the market, and that the future of the entire retail industry is moving toward deliveries and toward online economics.
That's Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic. Derek, thanks.
Thank you.